Hi, I'm Jeff Kazerman, Vice President of Government Relations at the New Jersey Society of CPAs, and welcome to Episode 5 of the Issues Watch podcast. There have been two big issues moving in the last few weeks. The first one is legalization of recreational use of cannabis. And a few weeks ago, we had Steve Sweeney speak to some of our members. He's the Senate President. And here's what he had to say about the issue.
If you tax too much, you're going to drive people to the black market. You know, and for us, we're trying to do adult use through the legislative process. I just saw, I think Michigan just voted through a constitutional amendment to legalize marijuana. That's the toughest way to go about it. You know, we're taking the toughest road by trying to legislate it, because you have a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings towards it when you do it. If you put it to the vote, if you put it up to the people to vote for it, it'll pass overwhelmingly. In fact, probably 68% of the people in New Jersey would vote for it. But the reason why we don't really want to go that way is because once you do something through constitutional amendment, every time you see that you have to correct something, you have to do it through constitutional amendment. And that's too slow. It's not nimble enough. The people in Colorado told us when I went out there, they said, if you have any chance at all of passing it legislatively, do it legislatively. Well, now the people think there's another industry that's coming. Oh, and by the way, we project 43,000 direct jobs from the cannabis industry. In Colorado, there's 29,000. And you look at, you know, we're in the middle of everything. And, you know, we have 9 million people in this state. So we expect a large bump in employment. We were talking about, you know, Amazon, they were talking about giving them $7 billion to come to New Jersey for 50,000 jobs. If we legalize marijuana, we won't give that $1 subsidy and we'll create 43,000. But the biggest problem is everyone wants a piece of it. The rule is the same. The less you tax, the more you attract. I mean, I really do believe that. So with marijuana, I've said it, I'm not going above 12%. That's as high as I'll go. The towns want 5%. You know, it's not, no, we're not doing that. Because again, you put too much of a tax on something where a person decides to do it legally or not legally.
It'll go underground.
Yeah, they go underground. And when people say decriminalize it, if you decriminalize it without legalizing it, you're just supporting it, an underground operation. And the other part is, it's not going to happen immediately. Even if we say legalize marijuana by the end of this year, you need at least 6 months, if not a year, of time to grow product. Because we have a medical component that's expanding and is actually... And the medical piece, we're phasing the tax out on the medical piece. Because if we're really going to classify it as medicine, we don't tax medicine. So we'll be reducing that tax there. So as we're raising the other tax, but I would say adult use marijuana is at least, if we did it by the end of the year, you're talking no stores really opening up until this time next year.
Since Senator Sweeney spoke to us in November, there has been some movement on this issue. On November 26, a joint Senate and Assembly committee passed a package of cannabis bills that included a 12% sales tax on the legalization of marijuana. This puts them in direct opposition with the governor, who has said he won't sign a bill unless it includes a 25% sales tax. So what happens between these opposing parties? We can't be sure yet. We'll just have to wait and see. Another big issue that's been moving around actually for a month or two now is hiking the minimum wage to $15. And again, we have the governor and the legislature on opposing sides here. The legislature wants to pass legislation that includes carve-outs for certain groups like teenagers and seasonal workers. Again, the governor is taking a more extreme position, which is that he wants no carve-outs. Here's what Senator Sweeney had to say on this issue.
If we're going to 15, that's not just going up a dollar. You're talking about a large jump, even if it's over a period of time. And there are certain industries that, like, I don't think 14 to 18-year-old kids necessarily need to make $15. I don't. They would go up to 10-10. That would be the opening wage from the 8-60 or whatever it is now. There needs to be a training wage. We got to figure out how long that training wage is. And there are some industries that, yes, they do need to be exempt. And, you know, what I worry about is the bagel shop owner with 3 employees. And I also worry about the employers that are providing health care right now or retirement support that, like Amazon, everyone praised Amazon. Yeah, they raised it to $15 and then took benefits away from them to pay for it. So it wasn't a net gain. In fact, the employees said it was a net loss. So, you know, I'm not going to praise Amazon for going to $15 and then taking benefits away from them to pay for it. What I'm saying is there is also discussion about total compensation. Like, I'm not saying that's where we're going yet, but I'm saying that's on the table to look at, because it's easy to say I'm going to raise something to $15 and just go with it. But the impact to small business, especially small businesses, 9 out of 10 small businesses fail today. You know, I could put that little coffee shop owner out of business. Starbucks can handle it. You know, the little coffee shop person is not going to be able to handle it. The bagel shop person is not going to handle it. The small business entrepreneurs that, you know, 90% of business is small business, we're going to chase them out of here. And I believe that providing more wages for the lower scale actually strengthens the economy, because if I'm making $15 an hour, I'm not like somebody that's wealthy, I'm going to just stick it in the bank someplace. I'm spending it. But if it's not done properly, you know, that's why I'm not rushing this. No matter how much anybody tries to push me, I am not going to screw this up. I know if I go to $15 without anything, as they call it, a clean 15, I'm going to hurt the economy of the state and not help it.
As you might have guessed, the NJCPA, as well as the pretty much the entire business community in New Jersey, supports Senator Sweeney's position that there should be carve-outs and opposes the governor's position that there should be no carve-outs. Another important issue that the senator discussed with us was school district consolidation. This is an issue that's been simmering for years and years, probably 2 or 3 decades, where advocates have been calling for the consolidation of school districts to save money and force property taxes down. This was actually a key component of the Senate President's Path to Progress report. Here's what the senator had to say about that.
There's a recommendation in there that we eliminate K-4, K-6, K-8 school districts. What we found out, and it's not for savings as much as education, if you have a child that you're going to send to a regional high school, what you find out is the 3 or 4 or 5 school districts that are all going to that high school all are teaching different things. There's no coordination of curriculum. None. So when you get to high school, when the kids get to high school, some kids are here and some kids are here. So what they do is they bring everyone down. That's what they do today. We have great public schools, but we can be better. And the nice thing is there is a savings, because instead of a superintendent and an administration at that K-4, K-6, or K-8 district, all you're going to have is a principal in a building. That administration will be functioned through the high school, which, oh, by the way, you already have. So you're going to improve education, and everyone says, if you do that, we're going to tear kids from schools. No, you're not. Like, I live in Gloucester County. East Greenwich Elementary is still going to be there. It'll be called Kingsway Elementary, but the kids in East Greenwich will go to school in East Greenwich. They're just not going to have that administration, but their curriculum, their schedule. You know, these regional school districts don't even coordinate, the sending districts don't even coordinate schedules. They can't get schedules coordinated, let alone curriculum coordinated. But we think enough and we trust enough to send our kids to, in my case, where my district, Kingsway High School. Kingsway is a phenomenal school. So we trust our kids when they're getting ready to go to high school that school district, it's not East Greenwich, it's Kingsway Regional, is going to look out for my kid. Well, why can't we trust them to look out from their education from K-12? And there's savings. There's a lot of savings, because we'll go from 600 school districts to 320. You know, that is very good for the state of New Jersey. It's good for our bond rating. It's good for everything, because people see we're making progress.
We agree with the senator that school district consolidation is a great idea. As a matter of fact, it seems everybody across New Jersey agrees that it's a great idea. So you may be wondering, well, then how come nothing's ever been done in the decades that this has been discussed? Well, the political reality is, while almost everybody favors school district consolidation, when it comes to consolidating districts in their own area, they're opposed. So it's a great idea, but it'll have to overcome political reality to ever come into practice. There's also been some tax news. As we all know, there's a never-ending barrage of tax news in New Jersey. It's either usually taxes going up or new taxes implemented. Last week, the Jersey City Council approved a 1% payroll tax. The point of this payroll tax is to provide funding for schools in Jersey City, which are expected to receive decreased aid from the state. And the last thing that I wanted to discuss today is all those erroneous tax notices that our members have been receiving from the Division of Taxation that are related to the tax amnesty program. We've heard from many of you about these notices, which are wrong or refer to cases that have been closed years ago. We reached out to the division to talk to them about this, and they've offered us the option of having our members forward those notices to us at the society, and that we would then forward them to the right people at the division. If you'd like to take advantage of this option, go to njcpa.org/tax amnesty. And you can learn more about tax amnesty and a host of other topics at our December Issues Watch broadcast on December 14th, 19th, and 21st. Register at njcpa.org/issueswatch. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found it interesting and informative. If you like the Issues Watch podcast, you can subscribe for free on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back with a new episode in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.